And if you'll tell me your full name, including your maiden name.
Rowan May Davis Harrington.
Okay. And you grew up in Sugar Hill, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Were you born in Sugar Hill?
Well, I was born right here in the bottom of Buford. It's right next to Sugar Hill. It's just holding hands with Sugar Hill.
Okay. All right. So where did you grow up at in Sugar Hill?
Just all over. That's where we went to school and everything.
Okay. All right. So you didn't actually live inside the city limits?
No.
You just went to school? Okay. Tell me about some of your earliest childhood memories of Sugar Hill.
I guess going to funerals down there at Sugar Hill at the church.
Okay.
That's where we'd all of our folks was buried down there, and so I remember going to Sugar Hill Church, going up them steps and going in, little old church sitting there, and the school up there, about high, sitting up there with just the school.
Okay. You said you have family buried in the Sugar Hill Cemetery?
Yeah.
Which family members are buried out there?
Well, my mom and dad is buried right in the front of Sugar Hill right there.
Okay. What is their names?
Davis, Otis Davis. And mother's name is Pearl Davis. And then my brother's buried right beside them.
Okay. What's his name?
Dolphus. And his wife's Christine. Both of them's buried right there beside them.
Okay.
And Huey Willard's buried right in front of Mother and Daddy because he was killed by the trains, and Lucille and them, Mother kept Huey a lot, and Mother was already dead by then, and so when Huey died, they tried their best to get him as close to Mother's grave as they could, so we always called him our little brother, and he was buried right out in front of them. At the side of them. And then my papa and granny's buried right behind us, and they were Allens.
Okay. What was their name?
We just always called him Papa Allen. I can't remember if he had a first name.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's okay. All right. And you said that Huey was killed by a train. What happened there?
He was coming home from school, and his daddy and them run the station over right up here above us. And he had come home from school, and they had sent him on down here because they lived right in front of us. And they had sent him down here, and he was walking the railroad tracks, and he had a little paper in his hand that he'd got from school where he'd made 100 on it. And he walked right out into the back of one of the big trains hit him.
Oh, no.
Right there at the crossing up here, at Willard's Crossing up there.
Okay. All right. And what is your address now, Verlin?
It's 180 Swimming Pool Road.
Okay. Okay. And so you've always lived in this area, correct?
Yes, always.
Okay. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
No, I'll be 89 in about 2 weeks.
Oh, well, happy birthday coming up.
Pretty old. I can't remember a lot, but now me and Peggy Mitchell, we used to ride our bicycles clean to the river and back. Oh, there in Sugar Hill. I'd meet her early in the mornings and on Saturdays, and we'd ride to the river and come back late in the evenings.
Oh.
Take us all day to ride there and back.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a long ways for a bicycle.
It was, and it's just no dirt road at that.
Okay. Okay, so tell me some other things, how the community was like when you were growing up.
Well, honey, we had the ball games, and we always went to all the ball games, and anything else that they had in school, we were always there, and we had to walk from up here all the way down there, and that was a long ways because we didn't have a car, and we walked, and we played ball, and finally Daddy told them that we couldn't walk that far, that they was going to have to start sending somebody after us if we was going to play ball.
Okay.
And they did. Somebody had come pick us up. And then during school, I can tell you this. You can cut the tape off if you don't want this on there. I'll tell you about your mom and me.
Okay.
It was April, folks. And she had been going with Lanier Grizzle. And a bunch of us, it was Dot Ponce, Olivia Bullets, me, and some boys and some more girls. I can't even remember who there was, but I remember them and your mama. And we got in that old flower truck at school, walked off down to where your granny and them was running the store. And we got in the back of that thing and didn't go to school. And then in the evenings, we come back and got back up there and got on the buses and come home. And we got caught.
Uh-uh.
And then we had to wash windows and everything at school for a long time. For I don't know how long. And I think that was one of the biggest saves. I think we was already seniors when we done that, so... But your mother was in on that because she was the one that got the truck for us.
Oh, really?
So we could go.
Uh-huh. Oh, what was the flower truck at the school?
Well, that was the Lanier, the Grizzle and them that run the flower shop down there.
Okay.
So he'd got his mama and them's truck.
Okay.
And picked us up.
Okay.
So I always thought that was funny because your mama never did do anything like we always did. We was around bunches, and she studied, and she was so sharp. Such a sweet person.
Right, right. I think she was the valedictorian of your class.
Yeah, honey, she was smart.
Yeah.
'Cause, see, they run the store and everything, and she knowed all about dyeing and stuff like that, and the little old... store that we had at school. I think she was always in charge of it.
Okay.
So she was real smart.
Okay. All right. Now you mentioned having to walk to the gym. Did you have to walk to school too until your dad?
No. Okay. The bus picked us up. And we rode the bus, and the last year that we were in school, Buford was fixing to go to the state, and they had played ball in Gainesville, and the coach up there at Buford was, Lord, can't even think of his name now, but Buford got beat that night 1 point, and they got beat because one of their players got mad and hit one of the girls, and that girl made the foul shot, and so some way like that they won. And when we started to leave, I was always, my cousin played, and she was at Buford, and I went with them to the ball game at this Planet at Gainesville. And Coach Ryden was their coach, and when we started out that night, Coach Ryden caught me by the arm, and he said, I tell you right now, it's a good thing that they ain't another year for you to play ball, because if they was, you would never go to Sugar Hill again, because you live in the city limits of Buford, and I am fixing to have it fixed where y'all will go to have to come to Buford.
Oh.
And they did. After that, the bus wouldn't pick us up, wouldn't pick the kids up here.
Yeah.
They stopped that.
Okay. All right.
So that was always, you know, I hated it that the girls got lost, but anyway, that was a big deal that night. So after that, the other kids, they always the bus didn't come. We're just not a mile. It ain't a mile from the city limits here where I live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just a jump.
All right. And is that area where you've always lived at?
Yeah. Okay. When I got married, I moved. I lived here in Buford. And then I moved down on Level Creek Road. And then we bought a house down on Level Creek Road. And I lived down there to Chris, our son that got killed in service. He graduated the year that I moved back up here at my daddy's old house. We fixed it and sold our house down there. And we moved back up here. And so I've been back up here for 50 years. So I was just away a few years from the house up here because the kids finished school down at North Gwinnett. They went the whole time to Sugar Hill, North Gwinnett.
Okay. You mentioned one of your siblings was buried out in the cemetery. How many siblings did you have?
Chris was buried. He's buried up here in Broadlawn.
Yeah, that's your child, but your siblings, your brothers and sisters, how many
brothers? My brother is the one that's buried right next to my daddy and them, Adolphus Davis. That was my brother.
Okay. And that's the only sibling that you had?
Yeah, that's buried there.
Okay.
All right.
And how many children did you have?
Two.
Okay.
Two boys.
Okay. What was your other son's name?
Danny. And Chris was the one that got killed. Chris, he was killed in Turkey.
Okay.
In service.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. And Danny still lives around in the area?
Yeah, Danny lives with me.
Okay. All right. Okay, and so let's go back to the school some more. Tell me about what you remember about the school buildings and the gym.
I remember when we had that big hailstorm. Now, I don't know what year it was in. I believe I was fixing to go into high school, and my sister was, Olawen, was still in at school. And, honey, we had such a hailstorm, you wouldn't believe. And she run from the school down there back up to the grammar school because she's scared that me and Jim V would be scared to death. And she run out in that hail and come back up there to where we was at. And it broke windows out and everything. And it burnt all the houses around because the hail was so big. And it was just time for school to be getting out. I do remember that, and I don't know what grade I would have been in. And that was terrible.
Okay.
And I remember the little old outhouses that we had. Sometimes the boys would go down there and turn them over.
Okay. And so there was a grammar school, and then I guess everybody else?
Then they built the high school down below the grammar school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But during the hailstorm, where was you at when she ran?
I was in the old grammar school, and Alwyn was down in the new building where they had the eighth grade on into the you graduated.
Okay. So she was older than you?
Huh?
She was older than you?
Yeah. And I finished, me and Fern did, we finished the year we finished, then the other year they went into the 12th grade.
Okay, yeah. I bet those kids that had it the year after you just really hated it because they had to go a whole nother year.
Well, Aunt Genevieve didn't get to play her last year. She was a cheerleader, and she didn't like that, and she was so good at playing ball, but they wouldn't let her play. She was a cheerleader. And mine and her birthday was on the same day, and it throwed her that she didn't get to, she had to go 12th grade.
Okay. And what was the classrooms like in the school buildings, in the grammar school and the high school?
Well, we had the big old heaters in the rooms. They had to be a fire put in them every morning, and we had a pretty good lunch room. They had a lunch room, and it was always kind of nice. And Miss Duncan and Miss Spence, and I can't remember the other women that worked there, but they was always so sweet and to everybody, or tried to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had one teacher for all of you?
You mean for a room that we were in? Yeah, we didn't swap rooms or anything.
All right, okay. Do you remember how many rooms was there? How many, was there one for each grade?
Yeah, I guess. Let's see, in the old building, there were a lot of rooms. I can't remember. But, yeah, there's a good many rooms for the kids. Then we had the big old auditorium, and we went in it every morning and had prayer and said pledges to the flag.
Okay.
I remember doing that. That was everyone. The whole school went in it, and the gym in the mornings.
Okay. So the gym, the wooden gym, was the auditorium.
Yeah, it was auditorium.
And then you walked and went to your class.
Yeah. Then after that, each class, we all sat together, and each class would get up and go out and go to their room.
Okay. All
right. But we done that every morning.
Okay. And I guess y'all were pretty excited when the high school building got built, correct?
Yeah, everybody was, and they, you know, like everything else. And then when the gym come along, it was built before the school was built, because they did. When I was in grammar school, they played ball right next to the church outside on the dirt.
For basketball?
They didn't have a gym back then. But then before I got up in high school, they already had the gym and everything.
Okay.
As far as I can remember, honey, my mind's not good. Some of it might be wrong.
Okay. Is there anything else about the school that you want to tell me about that I may not have asked you about?
Well, when we were all fixed up, our books, what do we call them? I can't even think. Our yearbooks, we were signed, and we went out and got donations for that book. And, you know, they were in the back of our book telling that the stores up Buford would give $10 and, you know, to have a little clip put in there about their store and everything. So I thought that was, you know, because I've got a paper where all of these people paid money to have their names put in our annual.
Mm-hmm. Were you some of the first classes that had annuals then?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ever get, well, we couldn't afford to buy annuals for ourselves, so Daddy never did have the money. But I do have an annual, did have an annual for the last 2 years I was in school.
Okay.
And so I guess they had them even before then.
Okay. Would you be able to share your list for where they paid for the advertisement?
Yeah, honey, you can come and look at them, and I've got the ball pictures. Now, I've got a ball picture for every year I think I played ball.
Okay.
And your mother's on the first one, because She didn't have a ball uniform because she didn't start playing till after we started. And that was in eighth grade. And I played one game in the seventh grade. We were playing ball that night, and Churchill was getting, they were beating real bad, and their coach was, oh goodness, can't even think of his name, Mr. Knight. He told Owen, he said, Owen, carry Brolin in there and get one of those girls' uniforms and put on her. I'm going to put her in, let her play. And I played one quarter in the eighth, in the seventh grade that night. And so we had beat that school real, had a good lead on them. And he let me go in the seventh grade and play that night. And then he wasn't coach after that. He left the next year.
Do you remember who you were playing?
Have no idea who it was. I can't hardly remember that, but I do remember doing that because Fern has got on an old uniform, and then he got her a uniform right after that. About the next two games, somebody had quit, I think, and, or he took a, might have took a suit from somebody and gave it to her. She's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama was.
Okay. Anything else about the school that you can remember that went on? What y'all did for fun, games, hangouts?
Not really. I always liked to sing in the choir in our glee club. We had a glee club, and I love that. I love to go to glee club. and we were pretty good because the whole school, you know, sung in it, so many in each class would do it.
Okay. All right.
And then we had plays back then. The senior class would always have a big play, and we practiced for months before school was out on our plays, and we always had big crowds for them because our play, we put it on twice because it was so good.
What was it about?
something about a hillbilly. I can't even remember, but I think I've got a little paper in there. Something about it. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'd be interested in that.
And then we had, they had the beauty contest back then, and I remember Christine Roach, I think, won it the year that, in our class that year, seniors, I believe it was senior year that she won it.
Okay.
So we had a lot of things like that goes on now, but it was, you know, different.
Right.
Yeah, they had... Lord help, I remember the girls, we all dressed up for that. I don't remember who picked the winner for the prettiest girl, but I do remember Christine Roach got it.
Okay.
I don't remember who the judges was.
Okay. What about your senior trip? Tell me about your senior trip.
Oh, Lord. We left Buford up here, and then none of us know that after the train pulled out, we were still a-waving when we got at Flower Branch. We didn't know we was done that far up the road. And so we all laughed and laughed about that. Everybody was trying to get to the windows with their luggage to wave, and we was done already up above Flower Branch, and we had a good time. There's a bunch of girls, about six, would be in one room, and we went and visited everything. So we had a real good time. We went to all the big places, you know, the Capitol and stuff like that, and come on back home, and it's over. Mm-hmm. We got back to Buford.
How many was there in your class?
About 36 or 38. I can't tell. I'd have to count them to see. But
okay. And most everybody went on the senior trip?
Not everybody didn't go, I don't think. Because we had to pay to go, and I probably wouldn't have got to win if Alwyn hadn't have been working and making the money.
Mm-hmm. So y'all left Buford, and do you remember where y'all stayed at?
No, I sure don't.
Okay. All right. What was the train ride up like?
Oh, I've always loved the train ride and the train ride back. It was so much fun. And then coming back, there were a lot of soldiers on the train. We got to sit with some of them and talk to them. And some of them got off in Virginia and stuff like that. Because the war, I think the war was going on then. I'm not for sure in 50. But anyway, they were a lot of soldiers on the train coming back this way. And the train stopped in Buford and got us.
Okay.
And let us off in Buford.
What?
Honey, I'm not telling you nothing like some of these other girls could have told you.
You're doing just fine. You're doing great.
I forgot. My mind ain't good like it used to be, honey. Listen,
yeah.
I remember the day.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be very, very sharp. Was there any technologies during your time that you can think of that, you know, kids today would think, ooh, you know, what was that?
No, other than those girls, we wasn't in school then. I was thinking about the girls all that got killed down there at the railroad crossing, at Green's Crossing, but we was done out of school then. I thought, yeah, when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
No, just the war come along, and it, when it did, it just upset everybody. But our mother died when she was 43, I think, 43 or 44. And my daddy raised us three girls, and Dolphus and Harold was, Dolphus was in service, and Harold was 16, and he'd done quit school working, and so Daddy always told us what to do and how to do, and so we had a little different time than most girls had, because Daddy was really tight on us. We had one of the best daddies ever was, so
mm-hmm.
he told us where to go and how to act when we got there. So, but it wasn't like living with a parent with a mother, because we had a lot of girls come and spend the night with us, but we didn't go to their houses that much. Daddy wouldn't let us go.
Okay. And how many sisters did you have?
I had two.
Okay.
Genevieve and Alwyn. And all three of us played ball, and all three of us was good. We were good ball players.
Are you the only one still living?
No, Genevieve's still living.
Oh, okay. And Genevieve's married to Ed?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. And let's see if there's anything else about the schools. So tell me what you remember business-wise being around Sugar Hill. The shoe factory, the Wheeler's Grocery, tell me about some of the businesses in the area.
Well, now, I did go to work for the shoe shop down there when I finished school. I worked down there, and then it burnt.
Okay.
Right. And that was terrible during the fire when it burnt. And then your folks had the store there. Everybody went to that little store and bought stuff. And I remember it, and...
On the shoe shop that burnt, do you know what caused the fire?
I don't remember what caused that.
Okay.
But I remember it burned, and, you know, they started it back, but I'd already went for somewhere else, so.
Okay. All right. But, and on my grandparents' store, what do you remember about that? And they lived in the store and ran the store.
Yeah, they lived up above the store. No, me and Fern would go down there at the breaks every once in a while. And I remember when we'd have a ball game, Fern would go in and she'd find her clothes and her suit and she'd pack and get ready to go. And they didn't like far to go because she worked in that store. Her mom would go up when she'd get out of school, and Fern stayed in the store. So she worked a lot. And me and Fern, we'd walk around down there, and we'd walk up and down the streets during break and stuff, and her and Kathleen and all of us. But your mother was a worker, though. She worked. I don't remember none of the other little stores down there, but I remember the church. We went to church out there a lot, and that's where I was saved, out there at Sugar Hill Church. And that was after I graduated. I'd went with Fern, Bernie Breedlove, and we went out there one night. It was right after Easter, to a revival is having, and I went with Fern out there, and I was done 18 years old then, so I had started a new life.
Yes, that's good. That's very good. Yeah. So the store that my grandparents ran, what kind of items do you remember them having in the store?
Oh, they had everything. I remember they always had a lot of like turnip greens or something like that sitting around for a little while, and squash when it. But they had all kind of canned stuff. It always had. People bought back then. They kept pintos and white beans and stuff like that, and sugar and flour. They had everything in that store.
Okay. And meats, too. They carried
meats. Yeah, they had the meats back there that you could get. And they really run a good store.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember how many kids was in Fern's family, but there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, she had three sisters and four brothers.
Yeah, I remember there was a lot of them.
Yeah. Yep, and she helped school them and run the store, from
she
what
did.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, she was a worker.
Yeah. Did they have gas pumps at the store?
I don't believe they did. I think they got them later, but I don't think they had them back then. I'm not for sure, but I don't think they did.
Okay.
But I know it. I think it might have been the only store around down in there for years.
Okay. So there were no other businesses up and down through there that you remember?
No, not that I remember. They might have been a gas station, but I don't remember it. But I do remember later that there was one after I'd got out of school and everything. But I don't guess I paid much attention to it then because we didn't have a car or anything.
Mhm. Yeah. So for all your time in school, that's where that store was run by the Wheelers, and that's where my mother lived at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the whole time I was in school, I put everything I had into playing ball. So we practiced a lot and have to walk home in the evenings late and everything and. All the other girls did too. And at night when we'd come in from ball games, Dot Potts wouldn't have a way home. She lived all the way down at the river. And Olivia Bullets lived right back up from Dot. And a lot of nights, they just spent the night with us, and we all would crawl in a bed together, froze to death. They wouldn't have no way home, nobody to carry them, so they'd just get off and stay with us. So they done that several times. And Dot was here a lot, and Kathleen stayed with us all the time.
Okay. Now, all of these people that you're mentioning, they've all passed away, but Kathleen?
Yeah, Kathleen's the only one that's still living.
Okay.
But now in my class, you know, there's Betty Jean, she's still living, and Christine's still living.
What's Christine's name?
I don't know what her last name is. Now she's been married twice or three times. She is Christine Roach to start off with.
Okay.
She's still living. And then the Perkle, not Perkle, yeah, Betty Jean Perkle.
Mm-hmm.
She's still living.
Yeah.
She married John Turrell.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking to her this morning, too.
I bet she knows a lot. She's got a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And then Garland Roberts, he's still living. And I think that's about all of us.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to have their contact information, would you?
I've got their names, their telephone names.
Okay, yeah. Maybe after the interview's over, you can give me their phone numbers.
Okay.
And tell me about Olivia. She was a character, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, Olivia, she was something else. She was one that kept things going. I wouldn't say nothing. Oh, me.
Okay. All right.
We all liked her, and she done pretty good with all of us, because we all, as I said, we all played ball together, and that's the only thing we had to do, you know, back then.
Okay. And so y'all didn't do anything else for fun? There wasn't anywhere
you went? We went to the skating rink all the time while we was in school. We skated all the time,
okay,
too, and that old skating rink out there at Sugar Hill.
Okay.
Everybody liked to go skating.
Mm-hmm.
And, too, they went to Swanee to the, they danced all the time, had the, what do you call it?
Square dancing?
Yeah, square dancing. Yeah, they had square dancing, and everybody went to the square dancing. And I liked to square dance, and I liked to skate. I done all of that.
Okay. What do you remember about the skating rink?
Well, they were cold, and they were big, and we had skated, and we left the skating rink that night and went to Lawrenceville, where they were having the square dance, and somebody stole my skates, and that was so aggravating, but I just went the next day or two and bought me another pair, because we loved to skate,
mm-hmm.
So we'd walk and go to the skating rink, but we had to leave because Daddy would make us. We could stay till 9:30, and we had to know how long it took us to walk home. Skating rink usually closed at 10, and we'd always leave about 15 after 9 so we could be home by 9:30 because Daddy would really punish us if we wouldn't. We'd have to do an extra thing on the house or sweep the yards or do something like that if we didn't mind him. So we had a daddy that watched after his girls, so we loved our daddy.
Yeah.
If he said be by home at 9 o'clock, you was at home at 9.
Well, as it should be. What about the bowling alley? Did you go to the bowling alley?
I never did go to the bowling alley that much. I went a time or two, but I was more into the skating and stuff like that.
Okay. And there wasn't anything else around between the school and the skating rink and bowling alley? You just walked down the street?
Not that I know of, nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the roads were dirt then, I guess.
Yeah. Back then. And I know after one year, our ball team had done pretty good. And Abby and John Kelly give us a big party at their house down on Level Creek. And the roads were so muddy and bad. But we all went and had a good time down there that night. But, Law, when they had that game where you walked with spin the bottle, and you'd walk with ever who the bottle pointed to. And the roads were so rough out there trying to walk, and the gullies where the cars had went. You couldn't hardly walk up and down the road. We've laughed about that. That was funny, but we had a big time down there. John and Abby Kelly was big ball fans, and they were always at all the ball games cheering us on, and then they give us that big party, and had stuff to eat and everything, so that was neat. We had people back then that backed the ball games good, so.
Well, that's part of community, so that was really good.
Okay.
All right, and was the shoe shop your first job?
Yeah, because it was built, while we were there,
Okay. What did you do there? Do you remember?
Heck no.
Okay. All right.
I think I was inspecting, but I'm not for sure.
Okay. What about Lake Lanier Islands or the creation of Buford Dam?
Well, now, when they had the dedication over there, they took the buses from Sugar Hill, and we all went over there when they first started, with the dam right there. We all went there then, and I think maybe a lot of the kids might have worked over there. I don't remember, but I do remember that we went over there from school maybe a time or two about different things, but... when they put that dam over there, it changed everything.
Okay. Is there anything else about the dam that you remember that comes
Nothing
to-
other than going when the governor was over there. I can't even remember who the governor was. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. And so is there any other iconic places that comes to mind? Drive-in theater?
Yeah, the drive-in theater. A lot of people went to it, but I never did go to it.
Okay.
Not as a teenager.
Okay.
But it was there. And the community in Sugar Hill always stuck together. Like anybody died, everybody really pitched in and helped out. That's one thing I can remember about that.
Okay.
And I know when my mother died, she played the piano down there when we were babies. But then we quit going down there and started going to Buford, to First Baptist up here at Buford. But when she was dating my daddy, he always said she would play the piano and he'd go down there. And she'd play. And they're buried right on the front of the cemetery out there where they built that big old thing out. Their one grave that my cousin's husband's buried in front.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember the cannery?
Yes, my daddy used to take, we went up there and canned every year. We canned beans and we done beans, carrots, and beets. We done them all time. We'd go up there on a Saturday or a Friday and stay all day. Daddy'd have all that stuff, and we'd have to wait till they put it in water and put it in this and that and another, keep big bars going and everything. It was something else. Everybody used that cannery. It was a help to the community, and everybody had little gardens, and they had, I know Daddy'd have maybe 20 cans of carrots and beans and beets. He had a lot of beets that he fixed, and they would be so good. So I do remember the tannery was up there. And we'd have to walk and carry the stuff, and everybody around there did. Nobody didn't have many cars, you know. So, yeah, everybody used the cannery.
Okay. You mentioned in the Wheelers grocery store that they had a lot of canned foods. I'm assuming they probably canned theirs at the cannery, too.
I don't know if they did or not, if people carried it down there. I have no idea. But I remember they had drinks down there, and a lot of the kids would want to buy drinks. They kept them cold.
The kids from the school?
Yeah, they'd go down in the evenings or slip off and run down there and buy candy and stuff when they could get by with it.
Okay. All right. And are there any other stores that you remember? The Chrysler dealership?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
You just got a bad person to ask questions on it, because I don't know that much.
Because
I said, we were more of kids just going to school and coming home and having to cook and wash and keep the house going, and because no mama here, and we sewed, we done our own clothes and everything, so we wasn't much in the communities of doing a lot when you don't have the ones that had mothers was more in the schools and stuff.
Do you remember Sugar Hill having a police department or the city hall or the fire department?
No, I remember after the fire department started down there, a lot of the men, young boys started, you know, with it. My cousin started with it, and then he ended up, when he got out of school, being a firefighter. So I remember a lot of them, I think, done that. The Vices done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned a bad hailstorm that came through. Do you remember anything about the tornado that came through Gainesville?
No, I was little when it come through, and we were all in a storm pit, they called it. And my daddy was standing up in the front of it, and he said that tornado was going up Chattahoochee. And he said, it is fixing to tear Gainesville up. And it did. I remember everybody going up and looking, but I don't remember a lot. I was just about 5 or 6 years old. I wasn't very old. But now, the tornado that took the roof off from the church down there at Sugar Hill, it come up here and it knocked a tree down on the back of my house and my car. I remember that.
Okay.
It tore the steeple off from the Sugar Hill church down there and come up through there that way, and it hit the knocked a big old pecan tree down, and it landed on the back of my porch and hit my car sitting out there.
Okay.
So, but that was way, you know, Danny was born then. My grandson was about 6 years old when that happened. You remember that.
Do you remember anything about the gold mines in Sugar Hill?
Well, I remember when I moved on Level Creek Road down there, we would sit out on the porch at night, and we could hear those coyotes hollering across the street before Walter Allen built his house. And there'd be young couples going in and out over there in the woods. And listen, it sounded like a woman over there screaming for help so much till we just got plumb. Oh, it was real aggravating at night. We could sit there. We got where we went, sat out on the porch because you could hear them. They'd holler just exactly like a woman screaming for help.
Yeah.
And that went on for a long time before some of the houses started building. Walter Allen, he built a house over there. And then Clyde Davis and them had built one next door to us. And that's where his mom and them live, because we bought our house from Clyde. And they built one up on top of the hill. And then Edward had built, and Chumvid built way back there off in the road. So we had a lot going on Level Creek Road before they paved it and everything. Because we had a lot of deer and fox and everything down in there. But when they built it, run a lot of it off. But they still have a good many deer and fox and stuff. But those coyotes were something else. Listen, it was plumb scary to sit out and listen to them.
Yeah. Now, I know where the Kellys lived and the Allen house is and, you know, Ed's place. I know where all that is. Where did you live in proximity to their
place? Well, we lived right across where they put that road up to the Catholic, not the Catholic church, or what that church is up behind there. They've got a road where Gore McDaniel lived. They tore her house down and built a road. My house was right next to it.
Okay, that's the Gwinnett Church that comes off of Peachtree Industrial.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you can go up to it either way.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, and where we lived is still there. But when my daddy died, we just sold our house, and I put what little money we got out of bed in this one up here and moved back home. So I was gone from, I lived in Sugar Hill about 20-something years.
All right. Do you have any knowledge of the moon shining in Sugar Hill?
No, but they said a lot went on. Now, a lot of the gold mine was in front of us over there on Walter's property going back that away. Because I remember when I moved from down there, we took a lot of junk over there and throwed it in one of the gold mine holes, because that's where a lot of people would put stuff. And they'd clean their yards out maybe and put their grass and stuff in there. So I remember that. But now down there where Edward lived, across over there where the Robertsons on that property, they said there's a lot of gold mine holes down in there.
Okay. All right. And did a lot of people have farms when you were growing up that you remember?
Had storms.
Farms. Like
farms.
Uh-huh.
Well, everybody had little gardens. That was nothing. Everybody lived to get their little gardens out in the yard so they could have fresh vegetables during the summer.
Okay. My mother told me that the bus would take them to Swanee and they would pick cotton. Do you ever remember
doing
that?
Yes, I went with that too.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't a cotton picker, but Owen went, and I would go, but I never did pick many because I always was backwards with all of them because I couldn't hold out. And after I was 50 years old, I just got real bad off. I just couldn't do nothing. And I'd been going to the doctors for years. And I had a defected heart. And they said most people did not live to be 15 years old with what I had. And I was done in my 50s. And they operated on me. And so, but I would go to pick cotton, but I couldn't hold out when it'd get hot and stuff like that. I couldn't drag those bags and stuff, but I'd make a dime or 15 cents or 30. And we'd all pile in the back of an old truck from down there at Swanee. They'd come around, pick you up, and you'd go down there, and then we'd go. And a lot of them people, they'd make a dollar and 50 cents, $2. Picking cotton all day long, picking cotton.
Okay. And that was probably a trip then to get in the back of that truck and or bus and go to Swanee.
Yeah, you'd carry a little lunch with you, and then they'd have time that everybody would quit and go rest and get them water and stuff and sit around, and then they'd bring us back home in the evenings. Yeah, I remember your mama going and all of us going, just kids.
Yeah, she said that she could pick the cotton really fast, but she couldn't tote her bag. So she would pick their bags and fill them up, and then the boys would tote them for her.
Yeah, that's the only way. Laura, Owen and them all, they made a lot. But I wasn't able. I would try, and I'd cry. Because I couldn't keep up with them. But listen, when I played ball, I could not practice like the rest of them. They jump hurdles and stuff. I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. And the doctor said when they finally figured out what was wrong, they didn't know even how I ever played ball or done anything. But I'd already played basketball and baseball, softball with teams and stuff like that, and then, I guess the best thing I really ever liked doing was singing, and I remember one time I was in the ninth grade, and a skeleton boy that lived down on Level Creek Road at the end of the road, his nephew died, and Mr. Bice got a bunch of us girls, it's about five of us, and we all went and sung that boy's funeral. I remember that, and we practiced going on down. We was all in the car with him, and we practiced going. But I've always liked to sing, and I've sung with two or three different groups and been all over Gwinnett County and Gainesville and places to sing. I've always enjoyed that. And then I started going up here to the Silvertones, and I enjoyed singing with them. No, what I done, I just put everything into it. If I done skating, I skated.
That's right.
And it just wasn't a night thing. We'd go every night and get to stay till 9 o'clock. As I said, we had to be home by 9, had to be here by 9:30 or 9 o'clock. I forgot what I told you, but anyway, we had to come in early, so.
Yeah. So, you mentioned going to church with Mama and Genevieve. Did you go to the Sugar Hill Baptist Church often?
Yeah, we'd go when they'd have special stuff, yeah. We'd go with the girls, yeah, because they all went. And we went all the time, especially maybe on the Sunday nights. We'd all be together, some of us would, and we'd go.
Okay. Is there anything else about the church that I haven't asked you that you might want to add? Any special events that you remember?
No, not really. No.
And do you have any newspaper articles or bulletins or anything from that early time from the church that you might be able to share?
Not really.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
I was never one to keep stuff much.
Yeah, that's okay. You mentioned your son was in the military. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, hon, I didn't get that.
Your son was in the military?
Yes, he was in the Air Force.
Okay. And he was killed in action?
Terry's killed him.
Okay.
He was going to work one morning and was ambushed and was shot about 5 or 6 times right down his back. And it was people that didn't want him over there. And what he done, they didn't like it, so he was ambushed.
Okay. Did your other son, was he in the military?
No, uh-uh.
And you said that was Turkey, right?
Yeah, Turkey.
All right. Anything else about the military or wars that comes to mind that you want to share with me?
Well, that's all I know. My daddy fought in the war, and he was in the Argonne Forest when it got to, they poisoned that. And he was in that trench thing when they all got poisoned, and a lot of people died from that. And when he died, his lungs, they said, was completely black. But he was in service with that, so no. And then
and that was where at, did you say?
That was in the overseas, and it was the Argonne Forest. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
What state it was in over there.
Okay.
But
what form of military was he in?
He was in the Army.
Okay. Okay.
Then Chris, you know, he finished at North Gwinnett.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay. Your other son was not in the military? Okay. All right. And what was it like growing up during the Depression?
Well, we had a garden, and that was when Mother died about that time, maybe right before. But we always, in our community here, I'd say that we always had plenty to eat. We never went without food. We never had nothing, but that was one thing my daddy done. He fed us, and we didn't spend money for foolish things because he didn't have it. And we had a little garden and stuff like that and just managed to save. We didn't waste. When we cooked, we eat what we cooked, and everything like that. A lot of families were hungry during that Depression. And I remember going to school, we carried biscuits with stuff in it, you know, to eat for lunch. And I remember Mother used to make, before she died, she'd make tea cakes, put them in a pillowcase and put them in her closet and lock it, because that's what she'd give us, a big tea cake to carry to school. And every evening when we come in, we'd have one sitting there on the table with a glass of milk for us. So, and then she got sick then and died. But Genevieve was just, had started the school, and I was about 9. And Daddy raised us. I remember them going through that Depression and people crying and talking about not having anything, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough time. Is there anything else that I haven't asked that you think you want to add for your early years growing up in Sugar Hill?
No, not that I know of, hon. I know I didn't give you nothing.
Oh, you've given me a lot. I've enjoyed it, and I really appreciate everything. And if you've got your pictures and documents and everything together, I'll call you back and schedule a time to.
Well, anytime you want to drop by, most of the time I'm here, so.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call, and I think there was a couple of phone numbers, too. I'll call you back and get them. You said that you had a couple of phone numbers.
Yeah. Well, it's when you come by, I'll just give them to you. You can come by any time when you get off for lunch, because I don't live far. Okay. I just live where you come up by that little Smith Road right there at the crossroads.
Right.
And I live this side of West Buford Church. I live where the Corbin's old house was at. Do you remember it?
No. Now, one of those houses burned over there recently.
Yeah, it's down below. You don't go that far. It's down below there. And I live on Swimming Pool Road. And there are two new houses been built, and a big old house has been restored. And when you turn in there, I live on the first house on the left.
Okay.
Coming down, and it's black. It's a dark colored house. It's old and it's real dark.
Okay.
And I live there, and you can come by any time you want to if you just make sure I'm here. But I'm here most of the time, all the time.
Okay. Well, I will. It may be.
And I will ask you this.
Okay.
Are you still married to your first husband?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, now didn't she work at Duluth?
Yeah, Teresa Landers.
I could not think of Teresa's name. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, you worked with her at Dick Lynott.
Yeah, is she still living?
She is still living. She lives in Dawsonville, and she's doing good. She's still working too, so.
Oh, no.
Yep.
She was always so sweet, and she loved her boy.
Yeah. Yep, she still does and loves her grandkids. Yeah.
I bet. Well, she used to be so sweet, and I always thought she was so pretty.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since. I couldn't remember her name because I can't remember names anyway anymore. And I said, I was going to ask you when I saw you again if she was still living. Cause she just thought, she always thought you was sweet. And she thought her son was doing great, getting you and all of that.
Yeah, well, we, March the 1st, we'll have our 30-year anniversary.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So we've been together for a long time, but I'll talk to her and I'll tell her you ask about her.
Tell her I said hey, and I'm so glad she's still doing all right.
I certainly will. I certainly will, and I'll be back in touch with you on the other things. And we appreciate all that you've contributed, and I look forward to talking to you.
Okay, we'll talk to you, sweetie.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Okay, bye bye.